Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim HaKlal Gimel, and we learned Simon Yud Gimel. He talks about this idea of Tzoya is not Yom Karmai. The Tzoya passed through the house, so Terech Rasha Ein Lo Iker. And therefore, if a person doesn't smell, it's going to be mutter, because the whole issue is just the Terech Rab. You don't smell it, you don't smell it. In the case where the Terech Rasha Yesh Lo Iker, so the item is there, and the item is putting out its smell. So that therefore it's as if the space of the item has expanded to wherever the smell goes. So whether this individual can smell or not smell doesn't make a difference, because the smell is a way to expand the place which is occupied by the tzoya. So wherever the tzoya puts its smell, it means as if the tzoya is in that place. We pointed out that Chazal understood that. We use the language Chazal expanded that. That's not a din d'rabbanan, it's a din d'oraisa. Chazal understood that that's how you're supposed to look at the definition of makom. That's not the case of it's a yesh lo ikar. You have an item, you have a tzoya which has a place. And how much place does it occupy? It occupies whatever space it's putting its smell in. That's its place. And then there's a chiyuv rechol kavdal adamas. The whole issue is just the reyach. So nafkamina is, do you need dalanamas? And nafkamina is a person who doesn't smell. So if there is a tzoya there and occupying a place, he has a chiyuv d'yumarchik, whether he smells it or not. If the whole issue is the smell, if he can't smell, it's going to be mutter. If a person takes a spray and sprays it into the air, and for that period of time you don't smell the smell of the reach because the smell of the spray overpowers it, but the source is still there and it's still putting out the bad smell, but it's being covered over, as it were, with the good smell. So in the case of reach rasha in loiker, that's for sure going to be mutter, because right now you don't smell it. It's the same thing as a person who doesn't smell, that he's mutter, because you can't smell it. But if it's a reach rasha yesh lo ikar, that the item is there, the item is putting out a smell, but you've covered over the smell, as it were, so it doesn't take away the fact that the tzoya is putting its smell out over that area and would be problematic. Now, the Chayyadim continues in Simon Yudalad, and he discusses Kama Tzorach Laharchik. I just want to go back and clarify a few more points over here. So, there's a chiyuv of being Marchik. We said it's not only Tzoya, but anything which is producing a Reach Ra because of the fact that it's decaying is problematic. So if it's a reach ra, it's a natural occurring reach ra, it's not a problem. But even that depends. If it's naturally occurring through the process of decaying, that's a problem. So if a person passes by a carcass of an animal which is putting, it's decaying, it's rotting, it's putting up this very, very bad smell, a person cannot say Dabrasha B'Kedusha, a person cannot be Mahar in that place, because it's like soya. The Mishabura talks about a case of a butcher shop. They didn't have refrigeration, they didn't have ice always, so sometimes you would have fats and meats, different things which were rotting, and it put out terrible smells, even though so that would be problematic. The Mishabura discusses a case where you were making some type of a fish, you're making a jelly type fish out of the fish fat, and while you're processing it, it puts out a very, very bad smell. So that would have a din that you cannot say Dabrasha B'Kedusha or think Dabrasha B'Kedusha while you're able to smell that smell. He said if the smell is enough that people in general would find that smell disgusting and repulsive through the process of decaying, some form of decaying, so fermenting would be the same thing. It's there's a din of soya. He says a fascinating idea he brings from the Elia Rabba, that the person has a wine cellar and the wine is fermenting. So sometimes during that process, the smell is a very, very, very disgusting smell. Eventually it smells better. But while it's processing, it's going through the breakdown of organic material. So there's going to be points where it doesn't smell good. So this would have a lack of soya, and would the person would be mechuyev to be marchik away from the smell, dalet amos. I saw an interesting shaila that Zilberstein discusses is the pasuk saying that the person smells bad because of the sweat on his body. That's not because of decay, and therefore that doesn't have this halacha. But a person has very bad smelling socks. So that is along the lines of some element of reacting. There's a reaction which is taking place, which is causing it. So the body itself doesn't become problematic. A person doesn't have hever chokah from his own body. He has smelly feet. But a person transfers that smelly into his socks, and you have the smelly socks. There could be a dinner chokah from smelly socks if the smell is overpowering to the point that people find it repulsive. There would be an issur to say Davar Sheva Kedusha in the presence of such an item. So this concept that does have applications, very a wide range of possible applications. Have a good day.